Back when I was in high school, many, many years ago, I had a friend who fell madly in love with this girl. He was completely infatuated with her. And it was a fascinating thing to be the spectator to this whole drama that suddenly took place, where it was really kind of this mysterious thing. Because he didn't know why he fell in love with her. He didn't know what it was. He couldn't explain it. But all I heard for weeks and weeks was all about this girl. He couldn't talk about anything else except her. You know, one week he was a completely sensible, rational young man. The next week he was walking around like some sort of lovesick cow, you know? And this enormous change took place. And it was painful having to sit there and listen to it again and again. Because he was thinking, I don't know whether she likes me, you know, what do I do? How do I tell her I like her? You know, how do I win her affection? And finally, it was getting up to Valentine's Day, so it was getting really annoying. But he decided he was going to get up at about 4 a.m. in the morning, spend a small fortune on a dozen roses and drop them at her doorstep with this love note so that the first thing she would see in the morning is how much he loved her. And it all turned out tragically. She didn't like him. He was crushed. He got over it. He moved on. So, but, you know, it is the story of humanity. You know, we see this so often. Every single song is about this. Every movie has some sort of love thing going on, you know, someone falling in love with someone else. It really is the story of human history. And it is a mysterious thing. That it is the deepest yearning of the human heart to be loved. You know, for this guy, you know, who knows what it is that suddenly won his affection for this girl? You know, she may have just smiled at him one day and it tapped into some really deep need, you know, some deep yearning in the heart to be desired, to be loved. And this really is the story of human history. In a sense, that the small little drama of this man's life that went on for about a month really is the story of the whole of human history. Because really, what we see, if you go right to the beginning of Scripture, what you see is that this is the story of God. That right at the beginning, for some unknown reason, God fell in love with us. We don't know why. We don't look particularly lovable most of the time. But for some reason, God fell madly head over heels in love with humanity. And like my friend, he probably spent a long time thinking, how do I tell them this? What do I do? You know, how do I reveal my deep desire to humanity? And so the whole of the story of the scriptures is really God slowly making this known. You know, like some sort of awkward teenager stepping in saying, hi, how you doing? This is me. This is my name. I think you're really nice. You know? But slowly, as you go through the Bible, this relationship develops. God chooses a people, the people of Israel, and he speaks to them of his love. And slowly they get to know God. And slowly they kind of think, yeah, God's kind of okay. We'll hang out with him and see where this goes. Yeah, but God has such a deep desire, not just to be friends, but to enter into a deeply intimate relationship. And so the whole way through the scriptures, we hear the heart of God where God says, what I want is that I will be your God and you'll be my people. That we will enter into almost like a marriage relationship where I will give everything. I will lay down my life, my whole existence, the whole of creation, I will hand over to you. All I want in return is you, is your love, your affection. Now, that God isn't wanting us to be servants. He isn't wanting us to just do a duty. What he's looking for the whole way through the scriptures is he's looking for a lover. He's looking for someone who will love him in return, someone who he can just pour out his affection upon. And so this builds up and up until some of the later prophets around the time of Hosea, where you really see this imagery very, very clearly, where God is saying, I want to be your husband. You know, he speaks to the people of Israel and he says, I want to be in this relationship so much. And over these years, I have loved you and I've been faithful to you and I've done everything so that you could be loved and provided for. And yet you have been like an unfaithful wife to me. You know, you have kept running off, going after all sorts of other loves, falling in with all the surrounding nations, all the other religions, all the other passing fads and desires, trying to meet that need that's in your heart, and yet you haven't realized that I am the thing that will satisfy that need. This story comes to its climax in the time of Jesus, a bit like my friend leading up to Valentine's Day. You know, it all kind of comes to a sudden head where Jesus steps into the scene. God becomes man. God becomes a human being and walks amongst us. And there's a couple of very interesting points in the Gospels where Jesus refers to himself as the bridegroom. Even John the Baptist, when he speaks about Jesus, refers to Jesus as the bridegroom. John the Baptist says of himself, he says, I'm just the friend of the bridegroom. My job is just to try and point the bride to the one who loves her. And so Jesus steps in and really, in calling himself the bridegroom, he's saying, I am the one who has spoken to you for the last 2,000 years of how I want to fulfill that need in your heart. I want to be the one who fulfills that desire for love. I'm here. And it all turned out tragically. That when Christ revealed his love to us, we said, sorry, I don't feel that way about you. And we just walked off and left him hanging upon the cross. That as Christ has revealed everything, and he said, I want to give my whole being. I love you so much, I lay down my life for you. In the words of the Last Supper, which we repeat here in the Mass, where Jesus said, this is my body which is given for you. Now, these are the words of like a marriage, basically saying, I lay down everything for you. And yet we looked at Christ and we said, sorry, I'd prefer to go and find my love elsewhere. This is really what Peter is saying in the first reading. When Peter stands up on the day of Pentecost and he tells the story of humanity. And he brings it to this point where saying, Christ has given everything. God has poured out his love in the most unbelievable way, as we have seen upon the cross. And we have rejected him. But what Peter then goes on to say is that that is not the end of the story. Because God kept loving us. Unlike my friend who was crushed and then went off and got over it. God never got over you. God never kind of said, well, they've had their chance, I'll leave them to it. But what God did is he continued to pour out his Holy Spirit. That this gift of the Holy Spirit, the life of God, the very love of God poured into our hearts would awaken us from this slumber. You know, this sort of hardness of heart, this sort of deadness that was within us. It was as though we'd become so hurt, so abused and rejected over the years that our hearts were not able to be loved. Our hearts had become like stone. Try and have soak a rock in water and it won't soak up anything. You know, no matter how much God loved us, it just washed over the surface because we weren't able to receive it. And so God fulfills the promise that he spoke in the Old Testament where he said, I'll take out of you your heart of stone and I'll give you a heart of flesh instead. I will transform you through the power of the Holy Spirit so that you can not only receive my love, but experience it to its full. So that the deep yearning in your heart will now be satisfied. And this is what Peter says. As people are amazed, they see the apostles rejoicing like drunk men, you know, shouting out praise of God. And they say, what you see and hear here, what you are seeing in your midst here, this is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. St. Paul would go on in the letter to the Romans to say that the love of God is poured into our hearts through the power of the Holy Spirit. This is not something that we manufacture. This is not something that we try really hard to get our heads around. It's not an intellectual quest. You can read every theological book in the world and not know the love of God. The love of God comes to us through the power of the Holy Spirit. It is the Spirit of God which awakens us to the reality of what Christ has done. The Spirit opens our eyes so when we gaze upon the cross, we see the bridegroom. We see the one who has come to satisfy this deep need, to speak into that hunger, that longing, so that we no longer have to go looking elsewhere. We no longer have to walk around in pain. All the ways that we've been rejected through human love, all the ways that human love has promised so much but delivered so little, we now experience the fulfillment in the heart of Jesus Christ, the love of God. This is what is on offer to us. Once again, as St. Peter says in this preaching on the day of Pentecost, this promise is for you. This promise of love, this promise of transformation is for you. Not you as a general blob of humanity, but you as an individual. You as one who is created by God, who is intimately known by God and loved by God. He wants to pour his Spirit into your heart. He wants to awaken you. He wants you to discover just how much he has given. As it says in the second reading, you were not purchased with some cheap gift. It wasn't with silver or gold or a dozen roses or some nice bit of poetry. What Christ has done to win you, to make you aware of his love, is by giving his very blood, his very life, pouring out everything. We stand before a love that can be trusted, a love that can be completely surrender ourselves to. And no matter how many times we've been hurt, no matter how many times we've had our trust broken, this is the love that comes to satisfy. This is the love that comes to transform us and awaken us again. So as we lead up to Pentecost, pray for this grace of the Spirit. Pray that you would discover the reality in your life. You know, even every day, as you're aware of your need, just pray for the Spirit to breathe into your life again. That the Spirit would take you deeper into this reality, deeper into this mystery. The love of God is not just a simple piece of knowledge that we know once and then move on. It is an infinite mystery. No matter how far you are along the journey of Christianity, go deeper. Pray that the Spirit would lead you once again into a deeper place of the heart of Christ. So let's simply just take a moment in silence now. In the awareness of where you are in your life, the awareness of your own heart, of your own need, of your own history, just call upon the power of the Spirit. The love of God is poured into our hearts through the power of the Holy Spirit.